Bronwyn Kidd. Good morning.
Good morning, Mick.
Thanks for joining us here at 2SER today. Must be exciting coming into the eve of the festival.
I'm just excited. The weather's getting better.
Oh, man, I bet you were worried during the week when it was pouring down.
Yeah. The sun's out down here in Bondi at the moment, so, yeah, it should be nice and bright for the week ahead. But, yeah, it's very exciting. It's our 25th year, mm-hmm. over 211 films screening, massive programs from obviously our Academy Accredited Australian competition, international competition. We've got a fantastic comedy program, lots of really outstanding short documentaries, an environmental shorts program, films for kids. Mm. You know, it's a really broad range of films across the week. And once again, really excited to present such a great range of really creative independent short films.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's such a wide range of short films. Like you said, over 200. I had my number wrong. I said 100, but over 200 short films. Now, it's in its 25th year. What do you think it is that people love about short films and the festival in particular?
Well, you know, obviously we have our unique location at Bondi, you know, Outdoors Under the Stars and our indoor theatre there. And I think short films, are, you know, they are truly creative. They're not the Hollywood stuff that's kind of forced down our throats at most mainstream multiplex cinemas. There's a real range of contemporary stories, stuff that's moving, stuff that's very relevant to, you know, who we are as Australians, you know, lots of multicultural films within the mix and not the usual just, you know, free-to-air version of Australia that we see. So I think that's what really appeals to people, is being able to come and see really great independent short films curated from over, we had nearly 2,500 entries. We've, you know, heavily whittled that down to our, you know, 116 films in competition and then an additional 100 or so films across our showcases. So it's very much a hand-picked selection of, you know, the best of the best of what's coming through this year from across the world. And some really, yeah, some really interesting work. So really pleased to be presenting that.
Yeah, it's great. I was going to ask you that. Over 2,500 films submitted. What sort of process is used to pick those films? It must be a pretty painstaking sort of job.
Oh, it's massive. It takes us many, many months. There's a selection committee of around 50 people who volunteer their time and they make their recommendation, and then there's a small team of us, who about three or four of us, who go through from those recommendations and put the final program together. So, yeah, it is very intensive. Lots of thought goes into it, and putting a huge jigsaw puzzle together, I guess, and,
sure.
You know, for the competitions that we present.
Now, that's right. There is a number of competitions, including international, Australian, documentary, environmental, and Flicker Up, the school students competition. And one of the wins in the competition sort of qualifies films for consideration for an Oscar or a BAFTA. So it must make things pretty intense with the, you know, a lot of people really want to get their films noticed.
Definitely. You know, we have a pretty serious jury going down across the 10 days, coming down and watching the films and making those decisions. And yeah, look, it's definitely, you know, it's having a successful career in the film industry is about having your work noticed. It's about standing out. It's being, you know, selected for festivals, having your work well, films work well in front of an audience. But I guess, you know, winning an award is a pretty, you know, special pinnacle of a short filmmaker's career. And having those key awards at Flickerfest recognised by the Oscars, I guess, is just another pathway that filmmakers can go on to have a, you know, a successful international career. But I think all of the films that are in Flickerfest this year are pretty remarkable. So, you know, they all really stand out.
Any highlights for you, Bronwyn?
Oh, I have quite a few. I'm a documentary maker myself, so I'm a bit of a big doco fan. So I'm always really excited about our short documentary competition. It's a remarkable film that I just watched and thought, wow, I can't believe these filmmakers made this film and didn't get killed at the same time, or shot in Donetsk about the, you know, the fight between the Ukrainian forces and the separatists in Donetsk, all shot in the airport at the time of the actual event, and interviews with both sides. So, you know, the filmmaker moving between both sides. It was just incredibly tense and wonderful filmmaking, and just you really felt like, wow, that's, you know, that's where documentary can be incredibly powerful, and just showing you beyond the news headlines. We've got a wonderful film, Let's Dance, David Bowie, Down Under, all about him making the music clip of Let's Dance, lots of unseen footage there.
Oh, nice.
A really clever little little doco within the Australian Short Program. Lots of favourites. Some incredible films from Indigenous filmmakers again this year. A great comedy called Nan and a Whole Lot of Trouble that we're doing the world premiere of.
Great.
Such a range across.
Well, it sounds great.
10 days.
The documentary ones in particular are on next Tuesday, 4:30, 6:30 is the best of documentary 1 and 2. So there's definitely ones to look out for. And yes, we're giving away tickets here on 2SER. We've given away a few this week and tomorrow as well. We'll give away another one to a 4:30 session for the festival. Thank you so much for chatting to us today, Bronwyn.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Mick.